Good morning, boys and girls. I know this has been a very busy time because did you hang your stocking up?
Yes.
You did. And did you get anything in your stocking this year? You got a lot of stuff. Do you hang your stocking up too? Well, you never know. I didn't hang stocking up because my grandchildren, they bought me an Angry Bird stocking and I didn't like to hang that up because I thought I wouldn't get anything in it. But what I did get were, instead of hanging stockings up, hung gloves up, eh? Because here you get something in every one of those fingers there. But I want to speak to you about gloves. I didn't get these gloves for Christmas. I was away up in the Shetland Islands, and a lady there, she measured my hand, and she made me gloves just to fit me. And I thought, isn't that just wonderful? Because just like me, they've got four fingers and a thumb, just the way I have four fingers and a thumb. They were made just for me. But you know, boys and girls, when I was thinking of the Christmas story, I was thinking of this glove because it reminds us the Lord Jesus came into the world to save us. The Bible reminds us that we are sinners and we couldn't keep God's law because God is holy and we are sinful. But the Lord Jesus, what he did, if you look at those fingers, it's fingers, but they can't lift anything, they can't do anything. But the Lord Jesus came into the world just like a hand into that glove. He was made just like us and for us. And he came to do what we could never do. Just as the Bible says, the Lord Jesus was made in our likeness. The Bible says he was made flesh. It is God in us. God coming into our flesh and going to the cross and dying for us. That is what the Lord Jesus did. He came down into our bodies, a body just like ours, and did everything that we could not do. Now, I thought of that, but also what I thought of was, just as the Lord Jesus came into the world and became part of us, just like us, so the Lord Jesus wants to come into our hearts. The Bible says that it's Christ in you is the hope of glory. He not only came into the world, when I was a boy, he came into my heart. And that's exactly what he wants to do. And you know, I thought of that because when the Lord Jesus wants to come into a heart, it's just like coming. But you know, I can't get my hand into this. And that's how it is with the Lord Jesus. Oftentimes, he wants to come into your heart, but sometimes there are things that stop the Lord Jesus coming in. For example, let's see what's in here. No wonder I couldn't get my hand in this here. Here's a bit of black cloth, and it reminds me, remember the little chorus we used to sing, my heart was black with sin until the Savior came in. The Lord Jesus wants to come into our heart to take away our sin. And that's why the Bible says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And sometimes it's sin that keeps the Lord Jesus out of our heart. He wants to come into our heart to take away our sin. Let me just leave that there or over here with this glove. And let's see. Oh, still can't get it in. Wonder what this is. I can't get my hand into this glove because of, what does that say? Fear. Sometimes boys and girls don't accept the Lord Jesus into their heart because they're afraid. I was afraid. I was afraid of what people would say, and I was afraid that if I told people I was a Christian, they would laugh at me. The Bible says that the fear of men is a snare. It's a trap. And you know, boys and girls, we should never be afraid to speak of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says if we confess him before people, why, he will confess us. He will speak about us before his Father, which is in heaven. So sometimes our sins keep the Lord Jesus out of our heart, or fear can keep the Lord Jesus out of my heart. Wonder, can I get my hand in now? Wait a second. There's still another obstacle. Well, I'll never get my hand in with this. And that little ball reminds me of our world. You know, boys and girls, sometimes we do not let the Lord Jesus into our hearts because we love the world more then we love the Lord Jesus. The Bible says our Lord came to save us and he wants to come into our heart. But if we hold on to the world and the things of the world, why, it prevents the Lord Jesus coming in. So there's sin and fear and the world. But the Bible tells us when we turn our backs on the world and confess our sin to him and give up all of our fears, forsake all of our fears, why, then the Lord Jesus will come into our hearts. And when Jesus comes into our hearts, why, we can live life to the full. The thing that gives me life is Jesus Christ in my heart. And boys and girls, that's what the Lord Jesus wants to do with you. He wants, just as one day he came into the world all those years ago, flesh of our flesh, the Bible reminds us the little babe of Bethlehem was God in our flesh. So the Lord Jesus now wants to come into your heart and live his life through you. And boys and girls, can I say, it will be a happy day when you pray and say, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your attention and enjoy the rest of Christmas and a great new year to you here in Lisburn.